Test 73, Section 3, Question 22. This one says, the argument is vulnerable to criticism on the grounds that it fails to take into account, so what are we missing? What is the gap here? It's flaw. So, recent study revealed that people who follow precisely all the standard recommendations for avoidance of infection by pathogenic microorganisms in meat-based foods are more likely to contract diseases caused by these pathogens than those who deviate considerably. So basically, people who follow all of the regulations are more likely to get the infections than those who don't. Hence, the standard recommendations for avoidance of infection by these pathogens must be counterproductive. So basically, it's doing the opposite. Now, the problem with this one is that we're assuming, or basically the passage is assuming that the two groups have an equal probability of exposure and or contracting the disease prior to or in the absence of those recommendations, when all we know is that they're more likely to get it, but it could be that the people who follow it really closely do so specifically because they're at really high risk naturally. And so that's kind of our gap here. These microorganisms can reproduce in foods that are not meat-based. Well, we don't really care about that. Many people do not follow precisely all the standard for avoidance in meat-based foods. Well, we don't really care that many people do not do that. Not all diseases caused by microorganisms have readily recognizable symptoms. I don't know that that really helps much, or that, you know, isn't really the flaw. Preventing infection is simply a matter of following the appropriate set. Well, that isn't really, it's not overlooking that. And then those most concerned with avoiding pathogenic infections are those most susceptible to them. Yeah, so that would be exactly what we said. And so E is going to be our correct answer. It's basically just because one group gets it more doesn't mean that what they're doing is causing them to get those infections more often. There could be some other cause.